From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Michael Hiplin. Low-wage workers and local leaders are continuing a campaign to increase the minimum wage in Arkansas. KUAR's David Monteith has more on a rally today on the steps of the state capitol.
Local protests for a $15 an hour minimum wage were first seen in late 2014 outside fast food restaurants in central Arkansas. Since then, efforts have grown to include more industries such as adjunct professors and retail employees. In this election year, organizers took their protest to the state capitol. Jay Harris, a member of the group Fight for 15, believes there are many reasons for supporting an increased minimum wage.
$8.50 an hour is not enough money to retire on. $8.50 an hour produces mass incarceration. You know why? Because the average woman that's making $8.50 an hour, she's a single mother that would make up the community of low wages. And that's where your people come from mass incarceration from.
The local protesters are supported by a nationwide movement that has attracted well-known organizations like Black Lives Matter to its cause. Alan Hughes, president of the Arkansas AFL-CIO, was among the speakers.
The state minimum wage is not enough. It takes that $15 and more to raise a family. And I believe every one of you deserve this. And I want you to know, organized labor is behind you all the way.
According to organizers, the Fight for 15 movement has spread to over 300 cities and six continents since its beginnings in New York in late 2012. It also claims successes in California, New York, and Pennsylvania. David Monteith, KUAR News.